This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, on this Sunday, Global Transmission, January 27th, 2019. We'll be here as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I thought a lot about what I'm going to say today. It's complex. There's a lot of different angles to it. And I think the best way to lay it out is to just get into it and then open the phones up and get your take on the situation as well. And that's the paradox that Trump's tried to do a lot of good things and has done some really good things. My gut tells me he's a good guy. And he's going to be able to declare an emergency in 21 days, and the Democrats will be in the wrong because they had a government shutdown. They didn't even take reasonable compromise because they want to hurt the economy. And Trump knows that. And so now he will then declare the emergency, or at least he should. But he should have done it 35 days ago before the emergency started, because they were already recalcitrant. And that's just a window into the issue with Trump and the fact that he's in the swamp. He's bogged down in the swamp. And the swamp is basically engaged in mutiny. So President Trump is being prepared for destruction in front of all of us right now. And he's constantly lied to and told that, oh, of course you're not the target of the fake Russiagate investigation. And then we learn that they lied to Congress, they lied to him, they all committed crimes. McCabe, you name it, Comey, Rosenstein, to the president, to Congress, everyone. They are a power unto themselves, a rogue group of lawyers that pass the power onto each other like a new form of royalty. Disgusting, glad-handing, back-slapping group of Clintonistas. Sure, Mueller was brought in by Bush Sr., his predecessor, the Attorney General, brought him in. And then, of course, he was there with George W. Bush as well. But all of them are Democratic operatives. Every single one of them is Democrat in name, except for Mueller, and he's a Democrat in action. And this is a cabal. This is how third world countries and other nations always end up falling. They always last 100, 150, 200 years, sometimes less, and the federal security services take over. In Rome, it got to where the Praetorian Guard were having coups every few months, and things were so unstable, and everything was just power struggles over who was in charge. And I have inadvertently gotten in the middle of a major power struggle. I don't want to be in D.C., I don't want to be at their cool guy clubs and their golf courses. I'm not trying to be there. I can't stand the vibe or the people in L.A. or in D.C. I don't want your stupid crowns. I just want you to stop trying to implode the country and open the borders up and sexualize children and do all the crap you do. Because the people running our government are globalists. They're very evil. And so they must be opposed. But that said, Trump is in a lot of trouble. They're moving against him. There's no doubt about that, sooner rather than later. And if he doesn't use his own executive power against them before it's too late, they'll be able to execute this plan. And then they're going to go after everybody because they realize they're very unpopular. The globalism has failed, not just here, but around the world. And so they believe only authoritarianism can put the system back together again. And regardless of the fact it's destined to fail, as it always does, they're going to try to carry it out and go after their enemies and engage in horrible recriminations as long as they possibly can. So this nation is already in a civil war, and it's about to get a lot more intense, unfortunately. And all I'm trying to do is stabilize the Republic. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's Sunday, January 29th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us on this Sunday broadcast. It is only you spreading the word about the local radio stations that you listen to us on, or the different TV stations you watch us on, or the different internet streams you pick us up on, that allows us to have any chance of stopping the globalists triggering a hot civil war in this country. Now, their planetary government plan is falling apart everywhere as we speak, and we'll break it down today. But regardless, they're doing like tyrants always do, cracking down with the iron fist in an attempt to dominate and control populations. That, added together with the different factors we see with population and with the environment, is a chain reaction recipe for disaster. And I don't want that disaster to happen. But there are individuals like George Soros, who's in the news and said some very important things at Davos that we need to be aware of. So we'll have that video of Soros at Davos coming up as well, where he said it's time to crash the Chinese economy to bring down their authoritarianism. Now, he's been saying bet heavily on China for decades. He said bet heavily on Facebook and Twitter until a year ago when he began preparing a short for it. So the fact that Soros is now saying China can easily be brought down with economic warfare, which is true, he's saying it because he knows Trump is winning and that just a year or two of decent policies, just the beginning of those policies towards communist China, has already brought it to its knees in many levels. The flip side is, though, they're going to probably try to divert with some military action. But the fact that Soros has now come out at Davos in the closing hours of it yesterday and said that China is a great menace with their tyranny and their internet censorship and their Internet of Things and their global social score, and that the whole planet will fall to them if we don't bring them down, which is actually true. But why would he be saying that? Because he knows the momentum is in that direction, and then he's there giving this dinner talk to the other billionaires, and they're all getting the signal to pile on because old Soros smells blood. So, thought I'd mention that first before I get into more detail on it, because you have Maduro, the horrible, bug-eyed, mindless, low-IQ dictator who inherited power from Hugo Chavez, who was not low IQ, very crafty, very manipulative, and pretty soon you run out of other people's money. And so now he's signaling that he will have new elections. He's signaling that he wants the pressure taken off because the people have risen up in mass. So we have that area. Also, Macron, they're into the 12th, 13th week of the yellow vest. Now the police have shot people with real bullets. The French are only getting more aggressive. They're not like the Islamic hordes that just burn cars and rape women. They're actually targeting leftist operations, government facilities, red light cameras, infrastructure. And a lot of leftists and globalists have been falling down and hitting their heads. Some people have been, I read about it, they've been finding some globalists hanging themselves. I have no idea who would do something like that, but just people are starting to kill. And they're doing it in targeted ways. And so that's where this is going. And Macron thought if he went out and shot a bunch of people with rubber bullets and then real bullets and blew some women's eyes out and had some armored vehicles run people over with EU insignia on them driven by foreign troops, that the French would go back to groveling, when it's actually the opposite. The French weren't scared. The French were in love with themselves and lazy. And now that you've pissed all over them, their spirit has been awakened. And they chant everywhere he goes in French, banker boy and puppet of the banks, banker baby, banker boy, puppet of the banks. We have video on Infowars.com in French. He says, no, I'm one of you. No, he's actually a Rothschild operative on record. That's, he's been working with them since he was 16 years old, and he is banker boy. So that's up on Infowars.com, big article about that. And it all ties together. So pressure mounts on Venezuela's Maduro as EU demands new elections. Venezuela Maduro denounces election call but says he's ready to talk. The Russians ask the U.S. not to have any military intervention but threaten their own. The U.S. calls the world to pick a side on Venezuela's fate. It's all coming up. But it just shows you, as we begin the broadcast here today, that the project of authoritarianism, of the authoritarian nanny state EU, is in shambles. Every analyst out there admits they'll never put it back together again. Because once the public understood that it was set up by the Nazis, a Nazi plan, and that it's unelected at the top, and that it sets the rules to destroy the nation state and transfer the wealth out of the country, why in the hell would anyone, right wing or left wing, want to be involved in that? And the final missing ingredient from England to Scotland to Ireland to France to Germany to Spain to Sweden to Denmark to Italy to Brazil to Reykjavik, Iceland, everywhere, is that the socialists are now realizing, the grassroots socialists, that all that pension fund money they've been putting in for 20, 30 years, and the nanny state that only a rich Europe could create and actually sustain, that the only nanny states that have any chance of ever working are being purposely dynamited and stolen. And so you're seeing the true fascism of the whole Soros combine added with the radical Islamists and others. And you're figuring out that you've been targeted for destruction, not just the Christian Western power you were taught and bred to hate. Taught to hate yourself. So people are discovering self-preservation again. So that's coming up. Also, Democrats are newly emboldened on gun control. The Atlantic reports breathlessly and say they have the votes to ban all semi-autos. In the House. Now, see. Obviously, Roger Stone will be joining us from his home. Owen Schroyer is there. We have some big breaking news in the second hour about the canary in the coal mine as they begin to move on Trump. We first told you about this a few months ago and been beating the drum. President Pelosi, now that's mainstream headlines. We've got the leader of the Black Caucus and others saying she's really the president. We're going to remove Trump and put her in. And then, oh, guess what? She can appoint her vice president. Oh, Hillary. Next month's news today. Black Caucus chair, Pelosi should give State of the Union since she's running the country. And even though Trump gave in until he declares an emergency on the shutdown because it was killing the economy, the Democrats didn't care. She says, you know, you don't need to have that right now. I'm the supreme leader. So they're getting people ready for that. Just getting ready that she's the president. Here's all the headlines here. President Pelosi, House Speaker holds public bill signings to compete with Trump. Black Caucus chair, she's really the president. Pelosi still has no plan for State of the Union, even with government open. She said, I'll tell you when you get that. I'll tell you when you have that, Mac. So that's all coming up today. And then, of course, the really big news, migrant caravan swells at 12,000 at Mexico's southern border. Migrant flesh-eating bacteria detained at U.S. border. Border Patrol struggles with flood of sick migrants. Don't worry, just bring them in and dump them right in to the local schools. And then, of course, what will be our next top story that we'll cover at the bottom of the hour, Clinton signals what I already told you. She's running for president in 2020, just like the sun came up this morning, barring other health issues. I gave you the exclusive months ago. That's why she wants me off the air. She knows I've got her in my sights politically. And so she's still running the show with Podesta. That's who's trying to shut down InfoWars. That's who's financing the lawsuits. That's who's got her minion put in there by Rosenstein, Mueller, trying to destroy Trump. That's what's happening. Miss Uranium One herself has already launched salvos against other Democrat candidates, saying she's better than Bernie Sanders and others, and that she intends to run. I told you. She's running for office. I told you. She's running for president. She'll announce in the next 9-10 months, I would guess. We'll be back. Please remember, we need your financial support. We have great products that are amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. We'll be back.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The psychotic war criminal queen of evil, Hillary Clinton, always begins attacking other Democrats in the field about 10 to 11 months before she announces for president. She's already been co-president in four administrations, two with her husband and two with Obama. But now she wants to be the queen in chief all herself. And she is out there attacking Bernie Sanders. She's out there attacking everybody. And also saying, no, I still may run. Ladies and gentlemen, I've talked to multiple people that have been at the meetings. Okay? At the meetings. Where she's holding court with the Democratic National Committee, the top people, at government facilities and at her house. Where she's calling the shots. And first I got told about that by one individual, then I got told by another person that was there. You can obviously guess what type of people would be there that wouldn't be in the DNC but would be hearing this to their heart. And you say, why in the world would they tell you something like that when it's so dangerous? Because she's so mean. She will scream at people and say, don't look at me in the eyes, you filth, you scum, you idiot. She hates children. She hates cats. She hates dogs. Look it up. It's admitted. You cannot understand what a hateful sack of garbage she is, okay? That's coming up next segment. The point is, it all ties together. They intend to take down all the independent media before her announcing. And they intend to take down all the independent media before they move on Trump. And we know exactly how they're going to move on Trump. So I'm going to say this right now to the president. Mr. President, you are not defending yourself. You're not defending your family. You're not defending this country. In one critical area, and that's exercising your authority, but also your duty. When we have a rogue Deputy Attorney General that outside of law set up a whole new system and appointed a special counsel, unelected God Emperor, who himself helped cover up the crimes of the Clintons and others with the Russians and other foreign governments, and who himself helped deliver uranium to the Russians on the Stockholm, Sweden tarmac, and who himself first made his bones using Whitey Bulger as a hitman in Boston, and who then went on to just be the absolute mafia teeth of the white shoe boy, Robert Mueller. He's the Luco Brasi of the FBI. He's the guy they send in to cover up 9/11. He's the guy they send in. I mean, he's the dirtiest of the dirty dirties. And this individual is now 2 years into this fake witch hunt and another fake indictment, seven of them, with nothing about Russia, nothing about collusion, nothing. And they've lied to Congress and said that they weren't having a counter-espionage investigation of you. Months and months after they were running it, Comey, McCabe, Rosenstein, all of them lied to Congress, lied to the president, the judicial system has been hijacked by these people using fake warrants and fake FISA garbage that's been proven to be a fraud as well. So they lied to the judicial. They lied to the legislative. They lied to the executive. And then they claim that Roger Stone lied. When you read that indictment, there's nothing there except Roger acting like he was trying to get in the local college play of acting like a gangster. I mean, there is some of that in there. Never really heard Roger act like that, but that's what the texts are. He's going to explain that coming up in the second hour. But as for crimes, as for committing any crimes, as for any Russian collusion, zero. Absolute, total, complete zero. And so if the president allows the rogue Justice Department, hijacked for decades by George Herbert Walker Bush, who then, ever since he got in control, with the man that Trump has nominated to come back into control, who is the person that brought Mueller in, Burr is the mentor of Mueller, and now they're back. That signals to everyone weakness and incompetence. So no wonder they think they can commit all these crimes and do all these things and have all these SWAT team raids to try to intimidate people, because they think you're weak and they think America is weak and they think we're stupid and they run circles around us. I mean, if you go back to Burr, he oversaw with the Clintons, who worked for Bush Sr., the MENA operation and some of the most nasty stuff you've ever seen. He came right directly out of the CIA to take over the FBI. You know, they used to have wars between each other. Separation of powers. That's good. No, that's the beginning of the total CIA takeover. And Phil Mudd being brought in, who gets up on TV and says, we're going to kill President Trump on CNN. Former head of counterterrorism at the CIA, who's brought in to also work at the FBI. So that's what's happened. They brought in a bipartisan group, but mainly Democrats, but bipartisan group of globalists. The Bushes are really Democrats. They bring in these Rockefeller Republicans, who are really Democrats, and they put their people in ever since 1989. They've really had their full coup over the country. And then they all got lazy or whatever, and Trump got in 2016, and they freaked out. And so the first thing Rosenstein did was appoint Robert Mueller, who brought him into power before that, to then set up this whole criminal enterprise to try to dragnet everybody associated with Trump to find somebody who would then lie about the president so they wouldn't get sent to prison. And that's all this is. And no one talks about that, not even Roger when he's on national TV. He talks about how he didn't really mean it when he threatened somebody, or how he, you know, he never talked to Assange, which is true. Defending himself from a witch hunt instead of, it's the analogy of the Nuremberg trials, you know, 1946 after World War II, thousands of Nazis executed, thousands tried. And it'd be like if you were a GI that fought in the war and got a Purple Heart, and you got arrested as a Nazi after the war, and you get brought into Nuremberg, and Hermann Göring is the prosecutor, and Adolf Hitler is the main judge, the chief justice. And you're like, hey, wait a minute. You're saying I'm a Nazi. I'm a GI. There's no proof of me being a Nazi. You're the Nazi. You're Adolf Hitler. You're Robert Mueller. You're Uranium One. You're Hillary Clinton. You're the sellout of everything. You're involved with the foundations. You're total deep state. And they just move forward insanely, and the president sits there and is told, well, Mr. Burr wrote a memo saying that Mueller's gone too far. So then they trick Trump to nominate him, and then it's all a big, sick joke. Hell, just make Burr and Mueller king of the planet then. Hell.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered, with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. We'll be right back. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have been rich, shouldn't you?
So, coming up at the start of the next hour, we have an exclusive HD tour of Roger Stone's house, where the SWAT team came in, where they had the gunboats in the back. First look at this, we start the next hour, and then Roger Stone and our reporter Owen Schroyer, they both co-host the War Room together, 3 p.m. weekdays. They're going to be hosting some this week from Florida. Our reporters are with him. They're going to be going with him to his arraignment in D.C. on Tuesday. So look for all of that coverage. All right, let me just get back to what I was saying last segment. And I think everybody understands now that this isn't hyperbole, this isn't hype, this is real. I told you 2 years ago, plus, they were using foreign intelligence funding to go after the president. Obama was so arrogant that they even put it in the Defense Authorization Act before he left office in January of 2017. And that's why they're so freaked out about this show. Not that I'm even that smart. Everyone else just kind of watches mainstream news and only goes off that. Why not go off of how the governments really interface and even work? Like, I've talked to senior military people and pretty high-level FBI folks over the years, current and former, and they can't ever believe how I know stuff. And they're always, well, that's secret, and only my boss told me that a few times. And how do you know that? Because it's not secret. In 1996, the Telecommunications Act said by 2000, all phones would be GPS tracked and would have systems to be remote controlled turned on and record you. And they had the patents. And in 2002, at Google, said, turn on your microphone and listen. I did an example of this yesterday for my wife. I said, I've never searched Louis Vuitton bags. I can't believe people pay all this money for Louis Vuitton bags. We're having a discussion. And I talked about Louis Vuitton. And bigger than Dallas, Texas, an hour later, I was surfing, and almost every page of news I went to had a Louis Vuitton bag ad. I even got screenshots of it. Now, that's admitted. There's hundreds of videos on YouTube of people talking about weird, esoteric things, and then all of a sudden, it's on their computer or their phone. It's listening to you. It's admitted. Okay? So here's the deal. They don't want me on air, because I'm talking about stuff that's already admitted, okay? So I'm going to say it again very, very slowly. I know the audience knows this, but we have to get this out to the president and everybody else. The president's like, I just want to turn the economy back on, secure the border, increase the defense budget, but not have troops dying, the Middle East, but have superior weapons, strength through peace. Makes sense. All these things that are classic John Wayne Americana that anybody that's pro-America should be for. I mean, yeah, it's got a little bit of fascist icing to it, but it's not the communism and the globalism they're trying to give us. And, you know, teaching five-year-olds how to be sexualized. You see the whole system against you. And these people don't want that because they want the power and because they want to sell America off. They don't want the people involved. They don't want a nation that's informed. They don't want that. They're authoritarians. And their ideology is hating the country. Well, along comes the president that loves the country. And every major channel is trying to say the Make America Great Again hat is the new KKK. No, the people saying America was never great, it'll never be great, they're the globalists. They're the enemy. And I know you know that. But the president has to understand, if they lied to him and said he wasn't under surveillance before and after the campaign, and they said that he wasn't the subject and target number one when he is, and if they did all these things and tried to wear wires and tried to set him up and are going after everybody he knows, trying to find something, and Mueller can't, so they're getting desperate, no Russia. If you let them all lie to Congress, and you let them do all that, it emboldens them to do anything. And you deserve then what happens to you. I'm not happy they'll remove Trump or kill him. I'm not happy. They'll say that the election was fake once they prove up some fake Russia collusion and remove Pence as well and install Pelosi. I told you that a month ago. That's now the official plan. It's being announced by Democrats now. I told you Hillary's going to run again. Now she's saying it. I'm sitting here basically like watching a wildfire a mile away come towards our houses. And I'm saying, hey, guys, we got bulldozers. We've got tractors. Let's cut a fire break right now. Or sure as the sun comes up, we're going to have our neighborhood burned down. And everybody's like, are you sure it's going to come up here? Well, why don't we wait for the fire department? Well, why don't we, you know, do we have authorization to do that? It's this attitude of being followers and being ninnies. And so they want me off the air because we tell the truth. They want us off the air because we understand that there are things worth fighting for. And I really appreciate the president on many levels. That's why the globalists want to take him down, because he is a good guy. But he is too cozy up there being saluted at the White House and being lied to by all these yes men that he knows are lying to him and who hate his guts and who talk trash behind their backs about him, because they're in there supposedly controlling the president, saving us from him, because they've been threatened by the deep state that they better be against Trump. So these men make the decision to sabotage Trump and not do what's right and lie to him because they're cowards. And if Trump wants to be lied to, and if Trump wants to go along with this, and if Trump wants to be maneuvered into being destroyed, then that is his problem. But before that happens, it's absolutely critical for us to be as loud and as vocal and as focused as we can. And to let everyone know the stakes, because there's a lot of bad news taking place. There's also a lot of good news. All over the world, authoritarian regimes, globalist regimes, communist regimes, socialist regimes are collapsing. There is a major planetary, nationalistic, pro-family, pro-human explosion taking place. We'll cover that later in the next hour, but that's the good news. And Trump gets it, but it's not enough for the president to put out all these tweets about, oh my gosh, all these FBI agents and people lied to Congress and lied to me, and they set up a phony investigation, and it was to stop me from getting into office. It was to kick me out. It wasn't about Russia, and something needs to be done. Yeah, by you. But they've so maneuvered you that you think if you fire Mueller that you're covering something up when the guy's a total criminal rogue. But don't even do that. Get with people you can trust. Get with patriots. Talk to some smart people. And appoint special counsels over Uranium One. Appoint a special counsel over the election and meddling by the Democrats and attempts to steal the election from you and to rig polls and rig CNN debates, and a special counsel looking into the mafia tactics being carried out by the lawyers at the Justice Department. You have the text. You have the proof. You have the collusion. You have the fraud. You have the piss dossier. The Steele dossier. Admitted fraud paid for by Hillary and all the campaign violations. They're not going to back down, Trump. And so the reason you see your allies starting to desert you and starting to say you're weak or starting to say you can't be saved, like Fox News host Judge Napolitano and others, is because it shows weakness when you let these people do this in your face. You're the president. You can still stop them. I'm just a father of four in Texas who, because I've stood for this country and done what's right, have them investigating. Remember I told you this weeks ago, people said it wasn't true. Investigating my dad for being in HR and paying Jerome Corsi. That's all. That's how these criminals do. They target our families. It's because they do target families. They've got to be met head on. That's why we're doing this, because we know we're dealing with scum. We've got to remove this cabal that has hijacked the Justice Department if we have any future.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's
can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
National corporations got control of the Central Intelligence Agency before it was ever even founded, out of Pratt House Council on Foreign Relations. With the National Security Act of 47, they were allowed to operate in secret. They then, by the 1990s, took over what was left of the FBI at the federal level, at the highest level. And now they keep a cabal in there of white shoe Harvard and Yale lawyers who just engage in every crime under the sun, and who then hand the crown around to each other. Now, they really got full control under George Herbert Walker Bush in 1989. And now Trump has been maneuvered into putting the very same people back in. And some would say, well, maybe there's a war with China going on economically, and maybe the old guard came in and said, you know, the old globalists like David Rockefeller and others, they made us do these bad things, but we want to be good now. So share power with us and put us in, and we promise we'll stop. That would still be a bad sellout by the president. Because these people have no history of ever keeping any deals they make. But that's not what they're doing. They are moving against him as fast as they can. They got caught running investigations. They lied to Congress. They lied to the president. They lied to the courts. It's totally illegal. Open and shut. We have them. But where are the indictments? There aren't any men in D.C. There aren't any women in D.C. that are in any positions of power that are willing to move against this. And they know it. So you ask, why did they have 29 people raid Roger and all the rest of it? It's because they want to accustom you to the raw, out-of-control exercise of power. It's that simple. And they want to train you to see more and more people drug away in the night who aren't Bin Laden or Pablo Escobar. This is what reigns of terror are all about. Now, let me break down what's going to happen next if we let them take Trump out. Because, hey, I'm upset with Trump on a lot of levels. Not because he ended the shutdown. We were losing billions every few days on this. It was killing the economy. The Democrats want to stall the economy, and he figured that out. He should have declared the emergency 35 days ago. That's his power. What's on the border happening is an emergency. Now he says in 21 days he will declare it after this agreement. We'll see. He was going to do it. I told you months ago he was going to do it. It was the right thing to do. Then he balked the last day and didn't do it because he's surrounded by a bunch of people that don't want him to use his executive power. Obama declared emergencies. Bill Clinton declared emergencies. Ronald Reagan declared emergencies. Herbert Walker Bush declared them, and most of them declared them for reasons that weren't constitutional. Your border, with massive caravans of tens of thousands, more coming, flesh-eating bacteria, drug-resistant TB, the Black Plague, cholera, everything else you can imagine, smallpox, you better believe that's an emergency. So, this is really a big test for America. What do you do as listeners and viewers? What does the president do? What does Congress do? I know a lot of people listen to the show in government who aren't bad people and who really want to see change as well. That's why rank and file, I'd say 90% of law enforcement supports Trump at the state and local level, and 80% or so federal. But they're bringing in the reality winner types. You know, she was a white girl that hated whites and joined ISIS and had a high-level security clearance at the FBI for Antifa. These people are crazy. And they have been emboldened. And so if the president doesn't do his job and do things like declare the emergency, let them bitch and say, oh, we're not going to get a new football field and barracks at West Point. I guarantee you, you pull those West Point students, not that he's the commander-in-chief, doesn't matter what they think, 99% of those cadets will say, yeah, if your leg's cut off, you tie a tourniquet on it. We don't need a new shiny hat. The border is essential. The border is critical. Your new barracks aren't. And everybody knows that, but they turn into this, oh no, people in their districts, Republicans too, they don't want that money taken. You'll get the money later. You don't even need the money from that. Bring the troops home out of Syria. That costs $20, $30 billion a year, $100 billion a year in Afghanistan. Whole wall, double-sided with razor wire and roads up and down, it costs $20 billion. That's not happening. So instead, we're going to see them ratchet this up, cause civil unrest, a bunch of other fake investigations, have a bunch of people turn against Trump because they're facing jail time, tell lies about him, have the House impeach, the Senate will then try, and you're going to see the Kavanaugh hearings to the next level. And you're going to see them plunge the economy and say, Mr. President, you must step down for the good of the nation. The election has been found to be unconstitutional because of the Russia bots that are made up. and Nancy Pelosi will take over in the interim while new elections are scheduled. And that was the whole plan. Obama signed executive orders to federalize elections before he left. All 50 attorney generals, including Democrats, said, don't do this. It breaks the federal system. We don't want the federal government running local elections. But see, it'll be like Venezuela. They're going to get back in power. They're going to schedule elections for a year out. You'll never have real elections again in this country. Just like I told you, once they banned me, they banned everybody, and now it's happening off the internet. This is a formula. Silence us, then take our elections, then start imprisoning people en masse. This is how it's done. You can also, again, just type in search engine, Obama signed executive order federalizing elections. And all that got left in place once Trump got in because his advisors didn't tell him to rescind the executive order. And what was their job number one in thousands of articles 2 years ago? Don't let him read InfoWars or Breitbart. Don't let him see what's going on. Don't let him hear about what's happening. So Hillary Clinton, not ruling out running in 2020. That's out of the hill. Told you. And she's out there bad-mouthing Bernie Sanders and others, like she always does, going after who she thinks will be her competition in the primaries. And they're in the news saying President Pelosi. The Democrats are saying, let her have the State of the Union. Cancel the president. Don't air his TV addresses. They're getting everybody ready. So we'll cover all of this and more in the next hour. And while we're busy fighting with each other, China is gearing up for physical war with us, shooting at our ships. But just Trump getting some basic policies in there against China is about to bring them to their knees. But the globalists are too busy trying to get full control of the U.S. again, and it's just a very dangerous climate we're in. Please remember, listeners, that you hear local sponsors on radio, support them. You hear network sponsors, that's not how I get funded. I get funded at InfoWarsStore.com by you getting T-shirts, books, water filtration, air filtration, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the highest quality non-marijuana CBD oil, has no THC, but is the very best out there. InfoWarsStore.com. And we have our best-selling Brain Force Nootropic that's excellent. Now we've got Turbo Force that's got even more of the healthy, good, plant-derived boost with all these other key amino acids, so it uploads with all the critical organic vitamins and minerals. It is the ultimate formula beyond energy drink, beyond pre-workout. This is next level because it burns clean. You don't take this and 3-4 hours later crash. A lot of people get totally boosted for 12, 14 hours. Most people 10 hours. So I'm going to tell you, don't take it anywhere close to bedtime. You've got to go read about Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. It took us 2 years at the top developers to bring it to you. I wanted the best because most companies put almost no product in it and everything's advertising. I know this has more product in it than anything else out there, and it's all high quality. It's all the best. It's all amazing. It is the next level. So if you've been into energy drinks and into all that kind of stuff, and boosters, this is it. This is the next level. It's clean, it's amazing, and it funds the InfoWar. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free, 888-253-3139. We're making history together. Thanks for your support. Second hour coming up. Please, let everyone you know, tune in. That will get past the censors.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.